Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome everybody back to Astral Mind 2012. I am your host tonight. I'm Roy, and we have Adrian. Adrian, are you there?
Yes, we're here, Roy. And what's on the agenda tonight?
Well, tonight we're going to be doing some energy work for people that are, you know, want some free energy work, and this is done with the emotion codes and geotrance. And could you explain to people what the emotion codes are about?
Well, first I'd just like to explain a little bit about programming. Emotional code is a good start for a lot of people that need to learn more about deprogramming their DNA. And one of the reasons why we go through a lot of health issues is because we have a lot of blocked emotions. And a lot of those blocked emotions go into our every parts of our body. It goes into our chakras. It goes into our energy field. It goes into our meridians. We have what they call the emotional body. And the emotional body produces negative emotions. When we think negative thoughts, that produces negative emotions. When we're angry, when we're rageful, when we have resentment, when we have hatred, when we can't forgive, a lot of those negative emotions get blocked into our chakras and our meridian. So what happens is it creates what we call heart walls, and that goes into our heart chakra, because our heart chakra is all about love and emotion. So, of course, a lot of our problems are going to go into our heart, and a lot of our problems are going to go into all types of parts of our body because of we travel. We know that we know emotions travel just like water. And our body needs water. You know, we need minerals. We need vitamins. And there's a lot of things that our body needs that it's not getting. And if we don't get those things in our bodies, then we can't survive. We can't live without water. Is there anything you want to share about that, Roy?
Can any of these emotions be passed down through the DNA from our ancestors, you know, from, you know, whether it be our mother's side or our father's side?
Yes, it can, and I do believe that everything is programming, you know. I believe that time of Atlantis, they used to use a lot of crystals for programming, and you can actually program to actually hold and store information in the crystal. So there is a lot of healing modalities that come along with crystals and a lot of healing modalities that come with gold and silver, different metals, different things like that. Different stones have different healing modalities because they're all programmed that way. I do believe that everything is programming. You know, whether it be our energy, our DNA, our emotional body, our emotional mind, whatever it is, it's all programming. And, you know, and we look at the subconscious mind. Well, the subconscious mind is all part of programming, too. So is there anything you want to share with that, Roy?
Well, we have some couple of callers that's been waiting. Why don't we go ahead and get started and invite one of the callers on from 901 here. 901, are you there? Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi,
and where are you from?
I'm Lanice. I can't talk right now. I'm just going to listen in. I'm at work, so I can't talk. I'm sorry. But I appreciate you putting
okay.
me on.
Well,
I'll call back.
We'll go ahead and invite the next caller. So let's go ahead and invite the caller from the 828 area. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
Tina, North Carolina. I'm sorry.
And we welcome you to our show today, Tina. And how can we help you tonight?
Well, you said you clear energy. Can you clear mine?
And what's going on?
Nothing. I'm just sluggish. And,
I mean, had your energy been, feel like it's been drained or what?
Well, I fell, so I've got some little fractured ribs, you know. So I've been in a little pain.
Okay, and did you just fall recently?
Yeah, about 4 days ago.
And how have you been feeling?
Good. I went to the hospital, and I have, like, hairline cracks, you know.
So you
they're painful. I have a couple
ribs.
Yeah. Pardon me?
Okay. You said you fractured a couple of ribs?
Yeah. There are hairline cracks in them.
Okay.
But they're painful.
But you've been experiencing a lot of pain?
Yeah. He said they'd be painful.
Okay, why don't we go ahead and... Ethan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So let's go ahead and get started and help her with the pain and whatever emotion that she's been feeling.
We'll click on the emotional chart. And when did you recently, just fall and hurt yourself?
Yeah, I think it was Sunday I fell, last Sunday.
Well, you know, I just fell, I actually fell down tonight, and I landed on my knee coming out of the shower.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I barely, you know, I put out my hand, and I almost hit my head on the tub, but I, before, you know, I could have broke my leg tonight, so I kind of...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
easily,
no joke. I'm
yeah.
an older woman, and I there was water on the floor, and I just went. And it's all on my left side.
Oh, that is so painful.
Oh, it is. The older you get, the harder you fall, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and my dad were just talking about that tonight, and I hit my knee really hard.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and clear those blocked emotions. You know, I'm sure it caused some trauma to your body.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let me look at the source of the condition first. I look in my chart with my pendulum. Now, from a scale to 1 to 100, where's the pain at now?
Oh, 1 from 100?
1 to 10.
Oh, 1 to 10.
Yeah, 1 to 10, yeah.
Probably 7 and 8.
Okay. So it is saying it is something emotional and physical. So let's go ahead and clear those. Let's go into the emotional body. I'm just going to bring it down. Is the pain in your rib, you said?
Yeah, it's under my breast and around my back and shoulder blade. And
pain, dysfunction, and illness, it says. Okay. Do you get a lot of anxiety?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I mean, do you worry a lot?
Yeah. Yeah, when I got something to worry about. It's just my nature. I've always
right.
worried.
Well, some people, you know, they worry, but they worry constantly. Are you one of those type of people? I mean, you get anxiety?
I used to worry an awful lot when my kids were growing up, you know, but that's the mother.
Right.
I still worry about the kids and they're older, but that's mom. I don't worry too much anymore. I try not to.
That's good. Are you able to sleep okay?
No.
Okay. That's why I asked that question, because your mind, it says your mind is kind of racing right now and you have a hard time relaxing and settling down.
Mm-hmm.
That's saying you need to be more in the present.
Well, I do see visions when I close my eyes. They'll come to me.
So you're very grounded.
I'm very grounded.
Yeah, I'm just going to pull your energy down a little bit so that you can relax. And I'm going to relax your nervous system. And I'm just pulling you down a little bit.
Okay.
Because the pendulum's going crazy right now.
I believe it.
Just because your energy is so... It's like you're centered, but your energy is really crazy right now. Because everything around you is crazy. So I'm just calming it down a little bit. And the pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to use geometric codes that are going to help you.
Pardon me?
I'm gonna say the codes that are going to help you, geometric codes.
Okay.
It goes like this, 4-2. 2-2, 4-4, 6-2, 9-6. Multiplying for all times and places now, past, present, future, for all generations and all levels and all times. Go ahead and clear that out of her DNA and emotional body. Does she have any heart walls? Saying yes. Okay. Is it on her mother's and father's side? Yes. All right. Does your mother and father, do they have bad health?
Bad health?
Yeah.
Well, they're past. I'm an elderly woman.
Okay. Did they die of bad health?
My mother died of heart. My dad just had a ruptured... Well, he had Alzheimer's.
I'm just clearing the heart walls so that way they can move forward and you can move forward. Because they have a lot of blocked emotions, and so do you. And it's something that was carried on to your genes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to clear those. This is 12 generations. Does it stop at 12? Yes. Okay. So that was, it went down 12 generations down your father's and mother's side. So
okay.
Now I'm going to cut. 4-2, 2-2, 4-4, 6-2, 9-6. Multiplying for all times and places now, past, present, future, for all generations and all levels, all times. Lock it into place. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Has this body been cleared? We'll all block the motion. Are we complete? All right, we're cleared. That should take care of the pain.
Oh,
on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you at now?
Oh, maybe a... 5, 6. It's pretty good so far. It's when I get up and sit down. Oh, God.
Adrian, check to see if she needs a positive point.
Okay. And yes.
23536592. Multiplying for all times and places now, past, present, future, through all generations and all times and all realities. Program that in your DNA. Can this be done? Seeing a yes, it's now the time. Just mind to do. Okay, and lock it into place. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There you go. That's a lot better.
And how did that feel?
Good. Yeah. I'm twisted and I haven't got any bulge. Like, oh, yeah, every time I breathe, that's what does it. Oh, okay. Well, he said it'd take about 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah. Main thing, guys are telling me that you need to, in order to get back to the, you know, where you were at before, you know, where you're feeling a lot better is to take, you know, more vitamins and minerals. And liquid
vitamins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because like you say, you know, as we get a little bit, you know, older, you know, we it takes a little more time to repair, you
uh-huh.
know, any, whether it be bones or tissues in our bodies. And so we have to use a little bit more extra tender, loving care.
I know. I was worried about my hip. I thought, oh, my God, that's all I need to do is break a hip. I'm just a klutz anyhow. I've always been one.
Well,
yeah, it's...
Main thing is, you know,
I was just saying it did go to the emotional body and it went to the bones, and then it also went that you have a weak liver.
I do.
Yeah, so you got to really watch your liver.
What do I do for that?
Do you drink much water?
No, I don't like water. I know everybody says I...
You
need to drink more water.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's pure water. It's not water mixed with, you know, Kool-Aid or mixed with coffee or... anything
well,
like that.
Yeah.
It's got to be pure water.
Well, I'm on a well.
Have you ever heard of alkaline water?
Uh-huh.
You can buy the alkaline and mix it with your water if there's not any place available that might have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you just, what it does, it brings your pH levels down so that your body is not too acidic. And you should be about a 7.0 in order to, you know, bring your back, you know, your pH level back to balance. Agent,
okay.
What is showing on the chart for her pH level right now?
Let me check here. I have to check your pH level. Yeah, right now it's too acidic.
Yeah.
She's in the acidic area.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is you want to bring your body back into balance.
Okay.
It's 6.0.
Yeah.
Way too acidic.
Yeah.
You need to get up at least 7.0 or 6.8.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And you can buy the pH level scripts, you know, from any health store, and
mm-hmm.
and you could check your level, you know, with that. Usually if you drink some water with alkaline, that'll help a lot to bring your pH level back to normal.
All right.
Do you drink alcohol?
No, I never have. I mean, once in a blue moon if I went out, a drink or two. No, I never was a drinker.
Well, I know where the problem is coming from. It's coming from the emotional code. Let me look that up real quick so I could clear those. That's why I asked that question, because we need to cover all the bases. Are you still there?
Uh-huh. I'm listening.
Okay, let me grab that emotional code where the liver is. One lady told me when she muscle tested me, she said that my liver was bad, but I don't think she muscle tested me correctly. Could be possible, but that's not what I was reading. But in your case, your acidic level is too high. And my acidic level's okay because I've had some alkaline. But you said you haven't taken alkaline?
You haven't taken what?
Alkaline water?
No, I haven't taken it. No, I drink, we're on a well, so I have well water with a filter.
Okay. So liver, that's anger, bitterness, guilt, hatred, and resentment.
Really?
Yeah, so
that's my problem.
That's your problem.
Oh. I didn't think I hated anybody.
That's in your heart walls.
But you got to remember, a lot of these heart walls came, you know, from, they were passed down, you know, to your DNA from your mother and your father's side.
Mm-hmm.
9, 6, 100, multiplying for all times and places now, past, present, future, for all generations, and all levels. Do you stress a lot?
Stress? Yeah, I can stress out. And usually I try to keep myself calm if there's something happening, you know, that sickness or death or anything. I keep myself quiet.
Well, stress is very acidic, too, you know.
I think if I have stress, nobody sees it. I keep it within me.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, I'm not one to cry or get upset, you know, or when I do blow, I blow.
You have a lot of build-up anger.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I did, but you say I do.
Well, you're very laid back, but you do have a lot of build-up anger energy that needs to be released, and I just released it for you. So.
Okay.
It's like with me, I hold it in too.
A lot of it was suppressed anger.
Yeah.
What happens when we suppress it, we put it into our DNA, and then after a while it starts surfacing.
Starts to build the energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like a pressure cooker, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I believe that.
Yeah. I just cleared it for you. So.
I'd say most of that anger like that were my parents, not mine.
Was your parents pretty strict?
Yep.
They were.
Yes, they were.
So that's where all those energies came from.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were strict.
But they probably came from the you know, where their parents were really strict also.
Yeah, they were. My mother's mother was.
Yeah.
My grandmother was strict, I guess. And I was strict. I raised four kids.
Yeah.
We just cleared those emotions from their side, too. So.
But I was strict in a way that, you know, I wanted to know where my kids were and blah, blah, blah.
Well, that's a good thing, you know, because there are a lot of parents that don't give a crap about their kids.
Yeah,
yeah.
I only raised four, and they're good kids. They've all had good education, good jobs.
They have to learn
like,
when they're young, not after they're teenagers.
That's
uh-huh.
right. I said by the time they're 13, if they don't know nothing, they're never gonna.
No. No.
I think they're set right there.
Yeah.
At 13, all they're bad and all they're good will come through.
Oh, yeah.
And they test you.
You've heard the saying, you reap what you sow.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You do. Yep. I made them all work, too, get a job, so I...
Yeah.
I knew where they were. Well,
now they started earning money right away so that they could have the money to do things.
Yeah, I had four of them. Yeah, so they
yeah.
saved money. My husband and I said, you save half for a car and we'll give you the other half. And they all had a car. And they all paid their own car insurance. And they worked ever since they were 16 till they graduated.
Yeah.
And I thought it was good for him. I had to work when I was young because my mother said it teaches you how to handle your money and get along with people and be responsible.
Yeah.
And my husband
Amen.
Didn't like it.
Yeah.
He didn't think I should do it, but I did. And they all drove. They all had their vehicles by the time they were 17. I mean, when you raise four and they went... Back then, when they went $60 sneakers, it's like, I don't think I can do four of you, you know? Why should you buy one and not the other?
Well, yeah.
When you raise kids, you know, you got to treat them equal. If you don't, you hear about it.
Adrian that you're speaking to is my son, and Adrian has a twin sister.
Oh, goodness.
And we went 10 years without having any kids, and then all of a sudden the doctor said, surprise, you're having twins.
Oh, my Lord. So you, how old were you? In your
30s?
Yeah. And you said, yeah. Oh, Lord. My sister, she went probably 10 years when she got married before she had her first, and then another 7 years before she had her second. When she was 41 and 42, she had two more.
Wow.
She said she was the oldest mother there at graduation. She said
yeah.
they looked, you know, like grandparents. Well, what are you going to do? like I said to her,
yeah.
they'll bring you a lot of joy. You know, what are you going to do?
When the good Lord says you're going to have kids, you just... Hey, thank you.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have thought, you know, thanked him for too many more.
Our show is about ready to end. We only have a half hour on our show, and we want to thank you for joining us tonight.
Oh, and thank you for having me. And thank you
for
clearing me.
We hope that we were able to help you, you know, with some of that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, and you both have a good night wherever you are.
Yeah, have a good night, and we want to thank all our callers and listeners and have them come back and join us again on our next show. Have a good night.
Good night.
Have a good
night. Okay. We'd still have a little bit more time for the 901. We'll be off the air, but we go ahead and we're just going to go ahead and end the episode.